The Azure IoT Central solution is evolving. We're adding tons of features, and Miriam is coming on the show for explaining or showing the integration of the Azure Maps feature, how to locate your devices in IoT Central really easily. And thanks for watching the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host. Today we have Miriam with us. Hey, Miriam, how are you doing?
Hi, Olivier. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
So fine. So Miriam, you're part of the Azure IoT team. You've been in the team for some time already. You're not the new in the team. Like, people are coming every day in this team. The team is growing like crazy, and so are our products, right? And so you're part of the Azure IoT Central team. Mm-hmm. Why are you here today?
Okay, thank you for having me here. I'm here to walk you through one of the recent features that we've added in IoT Central.
Yeah.
Specific, the location property and maps.
Okay.
Powered by Azure Maps.
Awesome. So now we have that integration. So for you folks who are following, you might know that IoT Central is that SaaS solution for creating very easily IoT applications without having to care about the services and the scaling and so forth. And so Azure Maps is that other PaaS service that is part of the Azure story that we're bringing into Azure IoT Central, right? And so you're going to show us how that works. Yeah, so how about you tell us a bit more about this Azure Maps integration to IoT Central, and then you're going to show us, right?
Sure. So as you said, IoT Central brings the true simplicity of SaaS to IoT, and Azure Maps provides a portfolio of special geo functionality for IoT applications. So one of the recent integration that we've done is actually the ability to use and add a location property right in your IoT Central application, and then also visualize it in a map, again, without any expertise on the cloud side.
Yeah. And one of the things we're saying about IoT Central is that it's codeless, right? So you don't have to write code or write against APIs of services. I'm curious to see how that looks like in IoT Central now.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Okay.
Currently you can add as a location as a cloud property or as a device property.
Okay.
A cloud property or application property is really something that you wanna add in your application that doesn't necessarily come from your device, or it's not designed from your device.
Okay.
Example, it can be some customer info that you have, or it might be, for instance, some installation info.
Okay.
While device property is actually a reported property that will be sent from the device.
For instance,
that you can use it to track actually where the device might be.
So basically, the cloud properties are like cloud only, right?
Right.
IoT Central only something known by the cloud, while the properties are reported by the device themselves, they're going through the device twin in the back end.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, got it.
Exactly. So let me walk you through an example here. Here I have a refrigerator. Let's say I have the sample Contoso app, and I went right on the properties tab.
Okay.
And I've already added a location property.
Okay.
So actually, let me remove this for a second. The way you do this is by adding this location property, and this will be the property that will provide you location that's powered from by Azure Maps.
Awesome. And so this is all the way drag and drop. This is the like IoT Central goodness of being able to create your dashboards directly in that web page.
Exactly, yeah.
Got it.
So let's do that. I'm trying to add an installation location for this refrigerator one that I have. And I happen to know the address, which is the Microsoft office in Seattle.
Okay.
So I'm going to start typing that app. And it's, as you can see, as I'm typing this app, I'm starting to get some data, suggestion data from Azure Maps while I do this.
Okay.
And so let's say,
so in there, there's nothing you had to pre-populate. You don't have a list of addresses or whatnot, right? Azure Maps does the work of finding the address based on your input.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's exactly as you've seen it here. So it happens to be this is the address that I'm looking for.
Okay.
I'll select this and I will save it, right?
Okay.
So what's happening really here is I'm inputting an address, right? So this is an address, and we're passing this address to Azure Maps, and then which is actually finding and mapping to the location coordinate,
okay.
which is called geocoding.
So
we use the geocoding here.
Got it.
So we have this perfectly an address here. Azure Maps also supports at least for 38 regions geocoding up to the street address.
Okay.
However, I can still add city level addresses.
Okay.
For instance, I might do Zmara, which is actually my home city, and
okay.
I can find it, which is very pretty cool.
Awesome. How many regions do you say?
38 regions.
38 regions.
Down to the home address and street level, and for the rest of the world, you can still map city level, which is very cool.
Got it. Okay.
So what we're going to do here, actually, let me go back and do my Westlake address.
Okay. This is where we're going to have a barbecue later, right?
Yeah.
Today.
Okay. So now that I've added it, right, the second thing that I want to do with this information is actually go to my device dashboard.
Okay.
And while I'm looking at my other data, I'm able to visualize this location on a map.
On a map.
Again, we're using Azure Maps
here
to render the map.
And once again, it's been like drag and drop. I'm creating my dashboard for that device. Here is the map control or widget or whatever we call
exactly.
them. And then automatically it's getting the information from that device. That one was a cloud property, you said?
Or exactly.
Yeah,
it's a cloud property. And you can see that there are all the maps functionality. Obviously, as you zoom out, there's low fidelity on the information.
Okay.
As you zoom in, there's going to be higher fidelity, at least for 200 regions.
Love it.
So another example that I want to show you, though, is you might have certain parts of the world where you don't have an address, but you might not a coordinate, actually. An example, maybe I have this refrigerator, too. Don't ask me why, but like in the Rift Valley. Okay. So I know
it could be useful. could be super hot down there.
Yeah. I know the coordinate for it.
Okay.
So I've entered actually this the coordinate information
Long type of information. Okay.
And in the same way, actually, let me just go here. You will see that in the device dashboard, you see that the device is here. Actually, maybe I can zoom it out, and you can see that exactly this is in the Rift Valley in Tanzania. For this example, we really used just the coordinates.
Got it. No, you can imagine all the scenarios, like you're on a rock pump in the middle of nowhere,
exactly.
and you want that location. There's no streets there.
Yeah.
So definitely, I totally get it. That's nice. Okay.
The second example is, I mentioned the device property, and
yes.
that's where the fun comes.
Yeah.
So I have an MX chip here,
okay.
Which has actually an example of the location property.
Okay.
So it's very easy to use. You can just download the firmware.
Yeah.
And
that's a fake address because there's no GPS on that device, right?
That's true.
But then
yeah.
you can imagine
exactly.
having a device with a GPS.
Yeah.
It gets the information, and you would actually pass it up to IoT Central, the exact same way you're doing
exactly.
in that sample.
Okay. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah,
so in this case, this is a reported property from the device.
Okay.
It's going around some interstate, and
okay.
it's kind of changing once in a while.
Oh, it's moving.
It's
got
moving.
It. It's a moving device. Love it.
Exactly. And we can see here, maybe like, let's try to locate where it went.
Where is it gone?
Where did it go?
Oh, there, I can
oh,
see it.
Oh, yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah, so.
It's coming east side.
It's coming. We can come back and see like where it's going, actually, maybe.
Okay.
So pretty much, these are the two ways you can add a location property as a cloud property.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's not required for that data to come from the device, but there might be legit use cases for that. Or it can be a data that comes from your device. In that case, you might be tracking actually
because you
want
to track
devices.
That real time and see where the device is standing. Got it.
So now, I know you might have a question that says, hey.
I have a question. Hey.
Yeah.
So what about a lot of devices together?
Yes.
Yes? Am I
exactly.
right? Is that the question?
Yes, that's the question.
Yes.
Yeah, we think alike.
What's going on when you have tons of devices?
I know. Yeah. So IoT Central has a great solution for that in terms of the device sets, where you can group a number of devices that you're interested through certain criteria, and then you want to see data of those devices in a certain way.
Got it. Like if I have, I'm managing my assets and say, hey, I want to see where all the fridges are.
Exactly.
Right? So you might just filter by sets of devices right. in IoT Central. Yeah. Got it.
Okay. So I have this example just for you, because I knew you were going to have this question, where I have 10 refrigerators around in the Puget Sound.
Okay.
You can see that, in fact, some of the addresses that I have for this, there's a specific point of interest, like FedEx office that I've entered, right? Because Azure Maps will return me the address for that as well. You can see that I have coordinate for some of them.
Okay.
And then in some cases, I have actually kind of an area address there. Mm-hmm. And this map now shows me all the devices, right, that are in this set, and I can see all their locations. And so pretty much, this is the one that's in Magnolia or Magnolia. I don't know how you pronounce it.
I don't know either.
Okay, good.
It doesn't matter. I would say the French way.
I would say the Italian way. It's Magnolia. Magnolia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Close.
And then you can look at all of them, the ones that you have here. For instance, if you would have devices in more than this region, it would just render, expand
the map for you to see everything. Yeah. Everything you would expect from a map feature at a click away, right? Because it's just drag and drop. You have the map in IoT Central.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Just one thing. Also here, you might have seen that I have different colors.
Oh, yeah.
This is a recent addition that the team just added in terms of I can decide the color of the pin to be through the device state, which is cool because then you can say, hey, in this case, the device state is normal. So I can say, okay, I'm not worried. But this one, I can see it's a little red. It says caution.
Yeah, so cool. So you can actually use these colors to show on the map to the operator or to whoever is using that IoT Central application what the status of the devices at a glance. So it's like pretty useful. Love that. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Awesome. That was great perspective on this new feature, Miriam. I am sure I will see you soon with more. Thanks, guys, for watching the IoT show. Don't forget to subscribe. There's links down there or up there. Don't remember. And we'll have more news from Miriam on IoT Central features. Wilson, thank you.
Thank you.